This is Terry Mandel, DO Diction, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, David Sweat, please note the following medical letter, period. David is D-A-V-I-D, Sweat, S-W-E-A-T, period. On today's date, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 55-year-old male, height 6'2", weight 188 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 22nd of 2020, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was unconscious, period. Another vehicle struck the rear passenger tire area, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The vehicle flipped twice and slid, period. The patient was in an F-250 Ford pickup truck and hit by a passenger car, period. The patient had to be cut out and extracted from the vehicle, period. He had pain that night in his left knee, comma, left hip, comma, right shoulder, comma, entire back, comma, and headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his left knee, left hip, right shoulder and headaches, period. His back has improved greatly, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts 2 hours per day, period. It is a pounding type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to the hip and down to the toes, period. New paragraph. His left hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts 4 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain occurs also with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant and stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient's headaches are intermittent, period. They occur approximately 6 hours per day, period. They are throbbing, period. They range in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pains are diffuse, and it starts at the top of the head and radiates diffusely from there, period. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the mid-back down the left arm, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient needs help showering, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball with the kids, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, walking over 10 feet, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, dressing himself, requires assistance, comma, bending, comma, and getting off the toilet, period. New paragraph. Medications include heart medicines, comma, pain medicines, comma, anxiety medicines, comma, BPH, that's benign prostatic hypertrophy meds, comma, and migraine medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes hydrocodone, comma, migraine medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, a walker, comma, an electric scooter, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took him to Methodist Emergency Room. He was treated and released. They did do x-rays and medications, period. He was referred to his family doctor, for which he saw a few days later, period. He was advised physical therapy, but due to COVID, he could not get that treatment, period. He did see his family doctor several times, period. New paragraph, past medical history includes BPH, comma, heart stents from COPD, comma, anxiety, comma, migraines since this automobile accident, comma, lumbar arthritis, comma, and acquired polycythemia, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, occupation is that the patient was in construction. However, he was on disability from 2015 forward because of his neck and low back, and a concrete wall fell on him in 2000, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left knee, comma, left hip, comma, or right shoulder in the past, period. The patient has not had migraines or severe headaches in the past, period. The patient's neck was treated in the past for injections for degenerative disc disease, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about 2013. In a head-on injury, he was seen in the emergency room. His neck and low back was injured. He had injections, and he did have permanency that required a cane and walker, period. The patient had a work injury in the year 2000, where a concrete wall fell on him, injuring his neck and low back, causing permanent disability, period. New paragraph. On review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. IU Hospital Methodist Emergency Room, August 22nd, 2020. Chief complaint, MVC, rollover, restrained driver, required extrication, period. Abnormalities were noted on examination. Several of these were documented, period. Assessment was one, MVC. Number two, shoulder pain. Number three, hip pain. They did a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, CT of the chest, comma, x-rays of the shoulder, comma, CT of the cervical spine, comma, CT of the chest and head, period. These were negative for fractures, period. Outpatient primary care progress note. Sample note, November 17th, 2020, states 52-year-old male, here for follow-up, was in car wreck, truck rolled and flipped, was in ER, had x-rays, period. On physical examination, they note walks with a cane due to leg and back pain, period. Assessment was chronic back pain, patient referred to pain clinic for back pain, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 22, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient was ambulating with the use of a cane, and this was not a new finding, apparently, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid exam, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, side bending by 6 degrees on the left and 8 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Right shoulder abduction was diminished by 32 degrees, comma, extension by 6 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 12 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was diminished strength in the right shoulder, period. Examination of the right knee was normal, period. Examination of the left knee revealed diminished strength and diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and external rotation diminished by 6 degrees, period. Examination of the right hip was normal, period. Examination of the left hip revealed crepitance and tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 16 degrees, comma, extension by 4 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 6 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 4 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 6 degrees, and external rotation also diminished by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 2, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 3, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 4, post-traumatic cephalgia. Number 5, cervical pain, comma, trauma, comma, strain, comma, with aggravation of prior neck condition, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 22, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following numbers, period. In reference to the left knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In relationship to the left hip, utilizing Table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 1% whole body, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In relationship to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. In relationship to the cervical region, the patient is given a 0% impairment rating because of his prior past medical history, period. When we combine the 3 above impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of August 22, 2020, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more vulnerable to arthritis in the left knee, comma, left hip, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications and an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Physical therapy at a cost of $2,000, period. Injections in the left knee and left hip at a cost of $1,800, period. A knee brace at a cost of $200 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will require the use of his walker on a more frequent basis than prior to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.